Okay, I'm doing this and going at this having been vaxxed by the Moderna. I've got an interesting situation going on right now. Last night at the skate park, I had a very unusual spill doing something very, very normal and just fell straight on my face. Didn't break anything. It was like on the side of my face and perfectly hit my nose, my eyebrow, and the hat that I was wearing, and all just evenly distributed everything. I think I might have even cracked some cartilage or something in my nose. There's mild swelling, but not really big. And that probably took the brunt of the impact. It was like the perfect landing. But I'm concerned about a concussion. And so what I've been doing is I've been taking ibuprofen. I don't know. Ibuprofen's anti-inflammatory, you know, to keep swelling down. Concussions... You know, the day of, everything's fine, but then like the next day you get dizzy spells, you know, 2 or 3 days later that can happen. Okay, so I'm concerned about that. Now, in that context, I went out today, got the Moderna vaccine, and as I understand, the primary issue with Moderna is headaches. Okay, so headaches, concussion, you know, a possible concussion. I didn't have any memory loss. So I'm just watching. I'm being watchful. I'm thinking. I'm being careful.
What was it?
No, I'm just coming off my last dose of ibuprofen. So I just took another pill and got vaxxed 3 hours ago. And I wanted to start the podcast and tell you what the experience was like. And I'm kind of waiting to see what happens with this headache. But I am feeling mildly dizzy. This happened over the last 10 minutes. Okay. Thought that I have about vaccines. I am not a vaxxer protagonist. I strongly oppose vaccine requirements. In Taiwan, there aren't any vaccine requirements. I think during short term, you know, as they've been lifting restrictions anyway, I think that Ko Wunza, the guy that got us the sippy cups, the sippy lids at McDonald's, he banned straws in Taipei. So you might as well ban him in all Taiwan. And well, not all straws, but for the most part, he made some laws about like straws being used wastefully or something. And it pretty much eliminated straws, or they went to paper straws. So he transformed that the genius Ko Wunza. He had some rule that while we've still got outdoor mask restrictions for the next month, if you've been vaccinated, then for the next month, you might not have to wear a mask while other people do for the next month. Like, that's as far as it went. It was stuff like that. It wasn't anything permanent. And that's it. They of course do have the vaccination cards, but you have those for MMR anyway. You know, vaccine cards are an old thing. I don't really think that they were doing much with vaccine passports, except to say that at just a couple of those venues, the mayor was throwing around those ideas. No, I'm not in Taipei. I'm farther south. But I don't get the big deal. Why are people so strongly in favor of or opposed to vaccines? It's the drama and the outright panic in America. People want to panic. It's like everybody in America is in either the party of the Benjamins or the party of the panic. And interestingly, because like we're all in the club of the Benjamins, right? Well, wrong. Actually, some people believe that making money is bad or that it doesn't matter if you're able to pay your bills. Like, and that line of thinking is a big part of poverty thinking. People don't see the value of making money. You have to actually like teach them in order for them to get it. I know I kind of sort of came from those circles. Sunday morning, one of the things that, that's an auxiliary reason why I'm not too pleased with Sunday morning. There's a lot of just low level thinking that you get from being in the Sunday morning crowd. Pardon me, not my French. That's
Yeah, I think I'm digesting the last ibuprofen tablet. No, a headache doesn't seem to be getting worse. I'm kind of waiting for the ibuprofen to kick in and see how that goes. Okay, but what is it with the vaccine obsession one way or the other? So one of the reasons that I got vaccinated was, for one, I have contact with a lot of people. And my YouTuber Bunny and I were walking down the street and we decided before lockdown hit that both of us should get vaccinated just because we contact so many people and we travel so much. We're high risk. But for myself, I kind of wanted to get vaccinated so I could tell people I kind of don't want the vaccines to be forced on people. Like these other, I got vaccinated, you should also. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's unacceptable. The let's all get vaccinated cult is very bad and dangerous. Never try to force vaccines. Never cultivate a culture that people are bad if they don't want vaccines. Vaccines are a controversial medicine. You know, America was founded on the idea that you can worship your own God. And part of the idea of, I mean, even Obamacare was marketed as you'd be able to have choice. We believe in choice in healthcare. Why should that choice be taken from people? And what happens is we get into a crisis and we think that our way is the only way to handle the full crisis. Hello, Taiwan's not doing that. Everybody just wears a mask. They just go outside. Who cares? It's a stupid mask. Put it on and, you know, you go outside, you go home, you take it off. No problem. Okay. You know, it's fine. There's not a lot of drama with it. I think even while you're for much of the quarantine rules in Taiwan, you didn't have to wear a mask while you were eating or like outside walking down the street, you're supposed to wear a mask. But if you're chewing on a candy bar, you can take the mask off. You know, it's like just kind of a soft handed, let's just get more people doing masks kind of thing. That's what it was. And also exercise. Like now the rules are, if you're exercising, like if you're running, jogging, skateboarding, you don't have to wear the mask while you're doing those things outside. So I think even inside they're lifting restrictions more and more and more. But like part of the thing was like, if you're not allowed to wear the mask while you're eating, then they just shut down the restaurants anyway. So it's like Taiwan just went along with it and there just wasn't a problem. And the rules weren't that excessive. But see, you get things like America, the rules are enforced in a heavy-handed way. Excuse me, enforced. Did I say enforced? Like the way things are handed down in America is forced upon people. Gretchen Whitmer and her mail-in voting thing, it was just asserted and forced on people. It was just dumped on the people. And so you've got this panic addiction coming from the right and the left. Nobody should get vaccinated. Everybody should get vaccinated. Nobody should wear a mask. Everybody should wear a mask. And that level of panic and hysteria is also coming from the governments. When they enforce their version of the rules, they enforce it with, as a friend invented a term long ago, emph. If we could say emph, maybe emphasis or emp, like you're the emperor. There's so much emp in what they do. We're going to do this. You've got to do that. We're going to go like this. And whatever the opinion is, that's what's causing the drama and the chaos. All the fighting and all the excitement and all the adamant view that everyone's got to do things this way is what causes the problem. In Taiwan, some people don't get vaccinated and it's just not a problem. It's just, you know, they just, okay, he doesn't get vaccinated. All right. You know, some people, you should get vaccinated, but that's as far as it goes. You know, there's no freaking out. There's no paranoia. There's no panicking. And that's my message. Yes, I got vaccinated because I don't want drama at the airport. And I talked to a lot of people. And I also want to say, trying to force people to get vaccinated, you know, giving them little rules here and there, travel is one thing. But outside of that, I mean, like airports, airport travel, international country stuff. That's one thing. But pretty much anything outside of that, no. I am not going to join the vaccine cult. I got vaccinated. And I didn't do it because I'm part of a cult. And so all the vaccine cult stuff, either way, it's got to go. That's the perspective that I've developed having lived in Taiwan nearly 13 years now. See you tomorrow.